Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
In the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dad, working in a coal mine, going down, working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, working in a coal mine.
And PC brought that in intro before he passed away this week. So we give a nice nod to PC, and we'll talk about him a little later. But this show specifically is about moving to Memphis, because in less than a week, we'll be on our way to Memphis. And won't we, Rachel?
No, we won't. I'll be on my way out of Memphis with my lovely co-captain and driver husband, Jeremy, to drive to New York and get your ass and bring it back to Memphis so that we can finally be as close as we need to be to make the world go round, okay?
Yeah.
And I want everybody to know that shortly before he passed, and we all know what's going on. If you've listened to this show before, you know exactly what's happening. And if you're a new listener, what the fuck is wrong with you? And where did you hear from about us? Before TC passed, he made a lot of comments to me that he was very happy that Carl was finally going to be coming down here and be with his true family. Me,
yeah,
and Jeremy and the kids and my parents, who are also moving to Memphis, and by the way, just sold their house today after only being on the market for a week.
There you go. Of course, hold on. So that's Rachel. We have to admit that somebody else is with us, and I'm so glad he is. And that's Stephen Montillo, good friend and my former partner. Stephen, welcome to the show, man.
No. You got it wrong.
Okay.
My brother from another, your brother
mother.
From another mother.
There you go.
Your brother from another mothership, because both you motherfuckers are real strange, okay? I don't think either of you is of this earth.
I'm down to 170 pounds. And I ain't been bulking the guy, and God knows how when.
So Stephen, you wanted to say something before we started the show, I want to give it to you.
Every story I've ever read or movie or that always has two things, a hello and a goodbye. This is to say goodbye to TC and Carl saying goodbye to NYC.
Yep.
And hello to Tennessee.
Absolutely.
And see, that's it. We can't forget about the hello. Hello. remember when we watched Crazy People Together, Carl? You hated that movie, but the guy that sang hello every time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was TC's idea to do this show, with the Memphis music and everything, because, he's always coming up with new ideas for new shows every week, and he was fucking phenomenal, and there's no way that this man can be replaced at all, but I am here today coming out of my little rabbit hole cave. Yes, I've been down there for a while, and I haven't been calling into the shows like I should, and let's just say I got a sonic sledgehammer about how much I regret that. So I am here today to be the resident Memphian and listen to this music and comment on it in honor of TC, because that man was not just a musician, but honestly, I consider him an honorary Memphian, because once you get past all the ghetto and the crime, this is a great fucking city to be in. And I am so glad that you're going to be here, Carl, and you're going to be so much closer to Steven. You're going to be so much closer to me. And I hope that we can feel a little closer to TC with this music tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So do you maybe think you could
the lug nut on the tire when you've lost the other three. You pray that I just hear the, that's my job, just to be a lug nut on the tire.
Well, we're glad you're the lug nut, okay? So the way we're going to do this show is I'm going to do it in pairs. So we're going to do two songs. And then you guys, I'm not going to ask you, but if you want to say something about the two songs or ask, do it at that point, and then we'll go on to the next two songs. And we're sort of free-forming this today. So
yeah, which TC would absolutely hate, because he was always so fucking prepared. But, you know, I got to throw myself into there too, because he loved to hate me. I love to hate him. So... here you go, DC. This is, I'm the disorganized one. Blame it all on me. Carl, you did all of the amazing stuff. So.
No, I've done free form with him before. It's not his preferred way to do it. I'll grant you.
No.
Let's go with the music, okay? Please. That's what we're here for. Okay, so we're going to start with a little bit of Little Feat, and then we're going to move on to a little bit of John Hiatt.
Underneath the street lamp, I made a sale on there. But
Introduced me to that song and really got me going on getting together this playlist. So good shout out to you. So any comments, my friend?
Yeah, I got a question for Rachel.
What's up, yeah?
Does the Commodore Hotel still exist, or has that been raised throughout the years? R-A-Z-E-D.
Can you tell me where it is or was?
It's in Memphis, the Commodore Hotel, the one they're talking about in Dixie Chicken.
Commodore Hotel. I haven't seen it, but you've got to remember, I'm still Commodore Hotel in Linden, Tennessee, maybe?
No, I think it's gone.
Oh, no.
I think it's gone, Stephen.
Yeah.
I was looking at that, too, myself.
Yeah.
So anyway,
oh, no.
I
Nice.
There is a Commodore Hotel and Cafe, 4 points.
Oh, okay.
Close to me. It's in Memphis on East Main.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Yep, it's still around.
Cool.
Oh, and there's something you forgot, Carl.
What?
The opening song was Working in a Coal Mine by Sam Cooke.
No, it's by Lee Dorsey. It's Lee Dorsey.
Well, the Lee Dorsey version, yeah.
Yeah, that we did that because we were doing Carl's Caverns. And so he thought that was a great intro. I thought he lost it, and then he put it back in. So you know, hat tip to TC, man, without a doubt. So, Stephen, you actually suggested something to be put on the playlist, and we're going to play it now. And I just wanted to see if you wanted to say anything specifically about the artist before I play the song.
Oh, you mean, yeah. In the late 60s, there was an album to come out, and it was Dusty Springfield coming over to Memphis to record. I forget, what studio was it, Carl?
It was High Studios.
High Studios. And she created the classic album, Dusty in Memphis.
Certainly did. And with that, we're going to start with one of her songs, Son of a Preacher Man. We're going to follow that up with another female you've never heard of. So we'll talk about that in a second. Son of a Preacher Man.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy was visiting, he come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boss who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boss who could ever
automobile street. A hoedown pounder, the hairy rhyme. I guess it's been around for a long, long time. And while it seems it's a hunting tune, I'm gonna die in spite of that, oh, the Memphis.
And that was Mean Mary with Memphis Moon. So, Rachel, I was thinking maybe you want to comment on these two songs because, you know, female singers?
I've actually never heard that album before. And I've been sitting here the whole time. I've been, you know, alone in my living room, which I just found a piece of furniture for today, so... I was sitting in that chair and sorting through some Christmas presents and stuff I got for some people, and God damn, I have to find that album somewhere, and I definitely want it on vinyl because my husband is fixing my record player right now. So.
Okay, nice. Let me hit it out in a minute, but I want to say something about the second song. I don't know the single, but I know the genre. It's called Doom Bluegrass.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that
it
sounds cool.
It's like bluegrass, but it has a darker tinge, you know, like the way the banjo was playing.
Yeah, the timbre and everything. Yeah, gotcha.
Kind of like the Dead South, you know, they do
yeah,
in Hell,
yeah.
I'll Be in Good Company. Yeah, no, that's kind of my thing is I've always been in love with the banjo, and TC knows this, and... I swear to God, sometimes he puts songs on his show just for me. And that was not a TC song, actually. I think that was a Steven song, and I really appreciate that because it really brought out – it made me feel like TC. I'm sorry. I'm a little emotional about this.
The Preacher Man was mine.
Yeah,
oh, so that one was TC then.
No, that one was me, actually. I found that one.
Well, Carl, you did a good job.
But, yeah, let me say my goodbyes. Rachel, you always say I love to hate you, but no. I just love you for taking care of Kay here.
Well, and I love you, too, because you've been his bestie for a long time. And, you know,
Carl,
we like to fuck with each other. But we love each other.
And Carl?
Yo.
You are not an honorary Tennessean anymore. You're an official one.
Okay, cool.
Nope, it won't be official until Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a plaque, Carl. Official Tennessean.
Okay, fair enough.
He's not an official Memphian until he can drive in our traffic.
Yeah, and goodbye. And TC, brother, thanks for the good music throughout the years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Steven, thanks for joining us, man. We'll talk later. We'll talk certainly tomorrow, man.
And thank you for making me have to fight Carl for 20 minutes at the end of the show to try to get the subject of TC shows every week.
Yeah. You are so welcome. And Steven, thank you for calling in. Sometimes it's just us, and I think that you brought a little bit of, not levity to the situation, you actually brought a little bit of light, and I really appreciate that.
Okay. Goodbye,
all right,
everybody.
Okay, we'll talk to you, man. Take care. Thanks for coming. So we're going to continue this with a little bit of Talking Heads.
Ooh, you know my fave.
Oh, yeah. But did you know they did a song about Memphis, sort of? Here you go.
No, I didn't actually know that.
I
To be honest, not my favorite song on the playlist, but nonetheless.
I mean, not mine either, but I do fucking love the Pixies. I know a lot of their music is kind of weird and harsh, but then they have their moments of just absolutely unrefined beauty. Okay. And Kim Deal, fucking amazing bassist. I mean, let's. If you're going to go with the Pixies there, we've got to talk about how amazing Kim Deal is, especially being the bassist and one of the vocalists for the Breeders.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not my favorite, but I still got to appreciate it super hard.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Agreed. So I thought as a sort of a... going the opposite way, we'd go a little more traditional 60s soul and R&B in the next little set that we have. So we're just going to go here with a little bit of Rufus Thomas and follow that up with a little bit of King Curtis. First one is the
nice.
Memphis Train.
Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat bag drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn.
By King Curtis. Damn, I love those both those songs, Rach.
That is a whole bunch of Memphis soul right there, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go down to any number of bars down on the strip right now and just hear that all fucking night. So,
yeah.
Good job. You said those are from Dan? Did you say those were from Dan?
No. I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
I did not say that. However, I am going to say we have a caller, and she wants to introduce herself to you.
Okay.
Hello there.
Hi.
And
who
is
do we
this?
Have calling today?
TC's cousin, Lori.
Oh, my goodness. We got some TC family on the line.
Yeah.
Lori, I just got to start by saying, obviously, we are all so sorry for your loss because it is a loss for us too. But man, it's probably got to be even greater for you guys. So just let your family
know
that there is so much love and like psychic good vibes being sent to them from all over the world right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. TC was an awesome person. And him and I weren't always connected, but the last couple years we're connected very heavily. we didn't meet up for a long time. I haven't seen him in a long time, but we talked about just about every other day.
Well, you know, that was sort of like with me too, Lori, because we really connected about 3 years ago when he came back on Facebook. And then I talked him into doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, same thing
and that's
here.
Because he did. He was off Facebook for a long time.
Any questions, my brother?
I'm sorry. I have kids in the background that are also listening to the show, so they're talking about everything.
Like little elves.
They do. They're my little Christmas elves right now, and we're doing a bunch of Christmas stuff around the house. And I wanted to say that I don't know why it struck me as so beautiful, but you know how TC is. He's not a decorator. He's not a holiday guy.
Nope.
But
nope.
He's got his snow globe collection.
How about it?
And this year, he moved his Christmas snow globe.
He goes from one extreme to the other.
He moved his Christmas snow globe up to the front of the mantle earlier than he normally does. He usually does it on,
right.
like, Christmas Eve or Christmas and makes a big, you know, like, post about it.
Yeah.
But he did it
right.
earlier this year, and for some reason that just made me so happy. I was like, he got to have that little moment of Christmas
right. He goes, I'm going to move my Dollar Tree snow globe to the front.
I know! But that was so him, and it was so perfect.
Yeah, it was. But I tell you, him and I talked about a lot of different things. I learned a lot. He educated me on so many things. Him and I connected. We had some deep conversations. I'm really going to miss all that. I mean, like, we could talk for hours we'd go from one subject to the next, and we could just keep going and going and going.
Well, again, my heart is breaking for everybody that knew that man, especially everybody that knew that man better than me, because I didn't know him that well. And honestly, we've never actually met in person before, but we had a connection. We had a special musical connection.
we grew up. He was. I'm 59, so he's, you know, what, six years older than me. 7 years older, but we grew up door to each other when my parents were together. And I remember when we were younger, we would ride our bikes in our basement, and he would have these little baby turtles, and, you know, and that was my childhood next door to him. And then when my parents split up, then, you know, we kind of lost connection until, like, we connected several times over the years.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, TC's been in my life for a long time. Off and on.
Obviously for 59 years. So
yeah, well, his father and my mother were first cousins.
Okay.
Well, I am loving this for you. And I hope that you're liking the music so far, if you've heard any of it, because
I am.
You know,
I am.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
I am.
Well,
and
I am the native,
and he's taught me a lot about music too, because I'm your average, probably a lot of people. I got my band, you know, from back in the day or whatever, and I don't reach outside the box, you know, to listen to different music, and he brought that to light for me, big time.
He does that.
And I know
that
was his goal
on,
you know, for his show, but he mm-hmm. really did. He brought it to light for me.
Absolutely. You know, Lori, while you're on the phone, I thought I would tell a quick story. This past year, I went to Pittsburgh, go to Monster Bash. And so I was there, and I needed a ride back to the train station. And he offered to come to my hotel up in Cranberry and pick me up and take me down to the train station. I said, you don't have to do that. Oh, great. He said, no, I'm coming. I need to see you anyway. So this is early in the morning on Monday, and I'm checking out of the thing and almost done checking out, and I hear this voice behind me saying, hey, douchebag, get your ass in gear. We've got a train to catch, motherfucker. And the guy's face that was checking me out, now I turned around and watched TC, but TC was telling me later that his mouth was on the floor, and I said, you've been doing that for 50 fucking years, as far as I know.
Absolutely, yep. He said he said it like it was. He said it how he felt, and you know, TC was TC, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we loved him. Still do.
Absolutely.
Always
will. My daughter lives in White Oak, and I was down. We go down there probably. Oh, 6-7 times a year, and every time I was down there, you know, we're like, well, we'll get together for dinner, we'll get together for lunch, you know, then his schedule would be like working, and then family, you know, I'm down there doing stuff with my daughter, and we just never connected, and that just really sucked, because the last time I was down there was in October, and, you know, we're like, yep, we're going to do dinner, we're going to do lunch, we'll get together, and it just, you know, just nothing ever connects, and it's like, our lives aren't, they're busy, but they're not that busy, you know, it's like, it just...
Yeah.
This kind of sucks.
I know. I know what you mean. So we've got to get back to the music, but I thought you know, you might want to stick around if you like. You're more than welcome to.
Okay, sure.
Okay, cool. So
okay,
we're going to get back to the music here because I got a lot to play here. And we're going to start with a classic by Eartha Kitt, Beale Street Blues.
When she gets in the groove picks the big bass fiddle, or yodels the blues, plays the downbeat, offbeat, and the old beat. I break down a hoe down, a does it up knee, cheese my bass picking baby from Memphis, Tennessee. Is a coming to town, all the jive jumping jitterbugs together around. I keep a yelling to my queenie, now honey, let's go. My baby starts picking and I'm picking down low. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music maker mama from Memphis, Tennessee.
A little bit of swing, country swing from Hank Snow. Music maybe music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, I'm not perfect, you know. I make mistakes.
So it happens to the best of us.
This is true. So Rachel, I want to throw it to you because there's a certain song that we will not be listening to today. And I want you to talk about it. And rant and rave.
There is this song that a lot of people know. And it's roughly about taking a stroll through some major parts of my city. And it makes a lot of references to famous people from my city, like Elvis and his blue suede shoes and things like that. And I swear to God, if I ever hear that song again, I'm going to find a pair of blue suede shoes. I'm going to find the artist of that song, and I'm going to shove him down his goddamn throat until he shits blue suede. And I'm going to make sure that it is so far away from Beale Street that he does this that it's not even going to be considered walking in Memphis anymore. It's going to be considered walking on the top of your face. So you never sing that song a fucking again.
Yes, and by the way, I have to mention what song we're talking about here. And that would be Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn.
Memphis.
I will just confirm that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never heard of that song in my life. It does not exist. No. And seriously, there's a thing here in Memphis, and Carl, this is why I already know that you are a true Memphian, because you hated that song before you came down here. And let me tell you, Beale Street ain't no fucking thing, okay? Beale Street is just the bars and tourists, okay? It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I can take you to way better places. But let me just tell you that it's not even close to, like, the Elvis museums and stuff. So screw that. Screw that song. It's awful. It's awful.
I've never been to, but my son was based in Fort Campbell, so we were like in Clarksville. And the hospitality of the people down there, we were in trouble. Make a long story short, we rented a rental car to get back up here, and we had to, that fell through because we drove down with him to go back to base. Couple years ago, and the rental car fell through, so we had to take a bus back. Never take a bus. 26 hours to get from Clarksville, Tennessee to Dubois, Pennsylvania, 5 buses later, but that's a different story in itself. But we almost missed our bus because there's a time change, and we didn't know that. We forgot about the time change. My husband and I are, like, running through alleys and trying to get to the, you know, to the bus stop because it was a closed pizza shop, so you couldn't sit there all night long. Which we thought that's what we would do. So we rented a hotel for 5 hours, And then we forgot about the time change, so we're running through these alleys, and this guy, he's a plumber, and his wife, we're like by a Home Depot or a Lowe's or something, and this guy, he thought we were fighting, and he stopped, and he's like, you know, can we help? Can we do anything? So we're like, we forgot. It was at nighttime, so we thought we could remember how to get to the bus stop through these alleys. Well, daytime, everything looks different. So
oh,
we're
God,
running
yeah.
through the alleys and everything, and he stops, and my husband's like, could you just please give us a ride? We'll get in the back of your trailer. He's like, you get in the trailer. My wife's going in Home Depot. She has a list of things to do. Your wife can get in the front with me. He took us right there, and I mean, and I failed to get the guy's name and everything, but the hospitality was unreal, and we thanked him over and over and over again. I mean, it's a whole different world.
It is,
from where
and that's how it is in my city, is even the homeless people will fucking help you if they see that you're in
yeah.
need.
Yeah, it's
and,
unreal.
I mean, I've done so many crazy things in this city, and I just moved here, like, last year officially. I was living here. I kind of got stuck in a snowstorm in January of last year, and I was already seeing my now husband and kind of on my weeks without the kids, I was here anyway. So when I got stuck for like 2 weeks, I was like, okay, I live here now. So, but the people are just so amazing. I mean, during yes. the snowstorm, we had people knocking on our door because we had a really high driveway. We had people knocking on our door going, hey, we noticed that you're out of power. So if you guys need anything, like, do you need us to shovel your driveway or anything like that? And, I mean, it's not like we owned that house. We were fucking renters in a neighborhood.
Right.
And, yeah, like,
right.
this is my city. Yeah.
yeah,
we've got a lot of bad,
yeah.
but there is
major
so much good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the music.
Well, I live in a small town. There's 1,500 people. There's, like, 3,500 people in the whole county, and it's a total opposite, you know what I mean? I mean, I call this place Mayberry, but everybody knows everybody's business. But down there, it was like this guy knew, he didn't know us from, you know, from wherever. I mean, he had no idea who we were, and he just stopped, and it was like, it was unreal.
Yeah. People,
I mean, that's
people
how you got to do, like,
down.
We realize in the Delta states, because we've always been so poor, that it doesn't just take a village to raise a child. It takes a village to maintain a community.
Mm-hmm.
And we
yep.
have worked really hard on that in this community. And, again, I've said hundreds of times already that, yeah, it's a very violent city. But, frankly, the place that I came from, my podunk-ass little tiny town in Arkansas, was one of the most violent small cities in the United
mm-hmm.
States. And I think that a lot of the violence is targeted. It's not random violence. So I don't feel
right.
unsafe here at all. I love it.
Right.
I love the music here. I love the people here. I love the sense of community, especially when violent things do happen. Our community comes together and is like, no, we are not going to stand for this.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, you know, TC was possibly thinking about that with the Memphis show. Like, yeah, Carl, you're going to move down there, and it's going to be great for you.
And, yeah.
Well, now you get to visit the Stax Museum anytime you want.
No, this is true. And I'd be hitting the Sun Museum, too, I'm sure. We're going to continue
Sun Records,
with the music,
yeah.
though.
Yes, please. I do need to hear some.
Yes, we're going to continue with the music. We're going to do an artist that I'm not familiar with, but I love this song. This is called Memphis Women and Chicken.
I see the sign, Memphis 25 miles. It goes like this. I'm heading into Memphis, Tennessee. It's the one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving, some fried chicken, cold out greasy, finger licking. I know just where to go. There's this woman I know. She shakes it up right and lets it simmer real slow with that pig. She can fly some fowl. She got biscuits in her oven, cornbread in the pan. I just try to see her every chance I can. I catch a whiff when I turn the corner. My mouth starts to water. I'm a stone of falling. Memphis women, fried chicken. Memphis women, chicken. Yeah, I take my old guitar and I'll go down to Beale. Play some good blues and get a real good meal. I don't care if whiskey ever hits my lips, just long as I get a taste of them barbecue ribs. Now that old woman up on the bluff, a living making pies, got them tropical fingers, dark blueberry eyes, got that light powdered sugar sprinkled on in her hair. Her apple turnover is beyond fair. When it's hot, late and sticky, and you want some cool and sweet, she keeps her handle cranking on that homemade ice cream. Memphis women, good fried chicken. Women, chicken, yeah. That's the thing about Memphis. Every time I come down here, it speaks to my senses. It's got something to do with they got the fried chicken. They got the fried chicken. They got the fried chicken.
Carl, you gotta talk to me after this one.
What was that, Ray?
Yeah, I said I needed to talk to you after this song.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying this is the place he's talking about, but I am going to go ahead and say that the pork chop convenience store that I took you to is right off of Union.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so every time he said fried chicken, I was thinking fried pork chops, but... I'm not going to lie, there is an old lady that cooks there and has obviously been doing so for a long-ass time because this is the one that serves oxtails and stuff.
Right, right. I can confirm I was in that store.
I don't think they had oxtails that day. I'm not sure.
No,
but
else I would have fucking ordered them, okay? Trust me, I asked.
Oh, yeah, they've got oxtails, they've got trotters, they've got it all. And I just want to say that it's fucking amazing. Even though my kid does not go to school across the street from that convenience store because it's not a gas station anymore. It used to be, but they don't have gas pumps now. It's just, they basically do all their business in food.
Yeah.
And I can tell why, especially because I've seen their breakfast menu. I've never eaten their breakfast, but Jesus Christ, it's like every Southern thing you could ever want. And so, Carl, I think that you and I, as soon as you get here, you know, once we have a morning after I take the kids to school, we're going to go there and go have some, you know, go get some breakfast, like some fucking grits with some open
eggs. I was
going to
say grits. Love grits. Love grits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the places out here, they're amazing. So that song right there is probably my favorite so far. And I feel like
that's by Dan Penn. I do not know the singer, but his name is Dan Penn.
I feel like if he picked a song for me, that one was it, because he knows how much I love food and cooking.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking about you when I picked that song. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're
I love it, Carl. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, my dear. We're going to follow this up with one of my favorite artists, and this song starts and stops a little bit, so you think it's over, it's not. This is I've Been to Memphis by Lyle Lovett.
station. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party that tried to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
It's a remake of the original by Chuck Berry. And I was talking to TC as I was putting this show together, and I said, I picked the Rivers version because it was the first one. He says, that's fine. Of course, TC was a huge Chuck Berry fan, so I felt like, I gotta like convince him. He said, no. So I thought you might want to know that, Lori.
Okay. He's not easy to convince at times.
I'm aware of that.
I would always, that's what I loved about him being on the show, is he's not always easy to convince, but if you track
him,
he'll still listen.
Yep.
And so he listened to a lot of stuff that normally he wouldn't, and he did it because of me. And we used to send each other pictures of our satellite radios and like what station and what it was playing. Because every time we were on a show together, it was like, oh, my God, you heard that song recently? What station was it on? Give me the number. What? So seriously, Carl knows
this. And he was always truthful about, like, well, I don't like that. I don't like this. You know, everybody has their own, da-da-da. This show is not to please everybody.
What the fuck were
you
thinking when you did that, Rachel? Yeah, I know.
So, Lori, I don't know if TC ever told you, but we were in high school together, but we really bonded in college because we were both part of the campus radio station at UPB, University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. And that's where we really bonded. And when he came back to Facebook 3 years ago, I kept after him, let's do a show. You did it.
Mm-hmm.
We both did it when we were kids. Come on, we can do this.
Right. Right,
but,
you can do it now.
You know, but he, even back then, it was like I would play stuff he didn't like and vice versa. Like, he like, what the fuck are you thinking about? Really? I said, hey, you're the one that's playing Hank Snow. Give me a fucking break, asshole. Of course, we did a Hank Snow.
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, It was straight out. It was raw, and it didn't matter. He, like, told her how it was, you know? But he's
he's
always willing to, you know, like, I sent him a couple bands, you know, that I had listened to and stuff, you know. Okay, I could listen to them. Never heard of them, you know. And he'd be like, you know, I mean, it was like, hey, the truth comes out. And that was great because it's like, don't cover it up, you know. Tell me what you really think.
Yeah. And that's good. And that, of course, that's part of this. You know, I told him some of the songs I was playing on. He was very pleased with this. And I do miss that he's not here because he had planned to be on the show.
Absolutely.
And Rachel, right. I got to give Rachel big props for coming in on this one because I know it's tough on you, Rach. It's tough on all of us. So that being said,
right.
I think we should get back to the music. And I'm going to play someone I'm not a huge fan of, but I'm very, very much respectful of him. This is I'm Going to Memphis by Johnny Cash, and we're going to follow that up with a song by the band. So here we go. I'm Going to Memphis.
Love
bring a drink of water, Leroy. Bring a drink of water, no. If I could get to the Mercy Man, he'd give me some, I know. I got a gal in Vicksburg, Bertha is her name. Lord, I wish I was tied to Bertha instead of this ball and chain. I'm going to Memphis, I'm going to Memphis. But like a bitter weed, I'm a bad seed. But when the levee's through, and I am too, let the honky-tonk roll on. Come morning, I'll be gone. I'm going to Memphis. Well, I've never been to Chicago, but it must be a mighty fine place. I couldn't get past Tennessee with Mississippi all over my face. I'm going to Memphis. I'm going to Memphis. Just like a bitter weed, I'm a bad seed, but when the levee's through, and I am too, let the honky-tonk roll on. Come morning, I'll be gone. I'm going to Memphis. Well, it brought me a little water in a Mr. Prince Albert can. But the boss man caught me drinking it, and I believe he broke my hand. Another boy is down, the shovel burned him out. Let me stand on his body to see what the shouting's about. I'm going to Memphis, I'm going to Memphis. Like a bitter weed, I'm a bad seed, but when the levee's through, and I am too, let the honky-tonk roll on. Come morning, I'll be gone. I'm going to Memphis. Yeah, Memphis bound. I'm going to Memphis.
Great tune by Robert Robertson and the band, Back to Memphis. So no comments,
great pick
please?
Me up.
Oh, thank you.
Great pick-me-up. Great pick-me-up. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling good. It was a great pick-me-up.
Absolutely.
Yes. That was, like, so happy.
Mm-hmm.
That was 100% TC right there. That made me feel really good. Like, so relaxed, though, that I almost fell asleep. It just, it's happy and,
Understood. We've got a bit more music to try to fit in, so I'm going to keep this moving a little bit.
Well, Carl, I do have to tell you that I have to go. There are some things that I have to move really quickly out of the house. So I love you guys, but I do have to go, and we are going to do an actual memorial podcast for TC very soon.
That'll
be
nice meeting you, Rachel.
In January, I'm sure. Trust me, early January.
Yes. So I love you guys. Carl, you talk to me later. It was so nice to meet you, love. Oh, my God. Anyway.
I want to talk to you lots more.
Yes. I have Carl give you my information. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Love
all right.
Have a great holiday.
And Lori, if you're welcome to stay, or you're welcome if you've got things to go, I can finish this up. Not a problem at all.
I'm here.
Okay, cool.
I'm here for a little bit.
So we're going to
keep
here,
rolling.
And we're going to do a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd Whiskey Rock and Roll.
Oh yeah.
smile. I bet you come way down south. Don't tell me, let me guess, you from the town that I love best. Talk Memphis, I wish you would. Talk Memphis, you sound so good. Talk Memphis, high on the bluff. I swear I can't get enough listening to you talk that stuff. Talk Memphis, oh yeah, talk Memphis. Now let's discuss some barbecue. We'll talk about the tiger too. Hear it in sweet thing that you say. Just choose me like D.I.A. Talk Memphis, I wish you would. Talk Memphis, it sounds so good. Talk Memphis, high on the bluff. I swear I can't get enough listening to you talk that stuff. Talk Memphis, oh Lord, talk Memphis. I bet you lost some loose weight too. I bet you know where to Memphis too. Cross that bridge on just two wheels. I bet you know how good that feels. Talk Memphis, I wish you would. Talk Memphis, you sound so good. Talk Memphis, high on the bluff. Get enough listening to you talk that stuff. Talk Memphis, oh please, talk Memphis.
Jesse Winchester, Canadian songwriter, actually born here in the U.S. and went to Canada to avoid the draft, but he resettled in Memphis years later and loved it. So that's a great song for Memphis.
Canadian, T.C.?
Yeah. Yeah, T.C. always teased me that every new band I listened to was Canadian. Of course, Jesse goes back into the 70s. But yep. So anyway, we did a little bit of Leonard Skinner and Jesse, and that sounded real good. And we're going to keep going here. And we're going to finish up with three songs, actually. But we're going to start with B.B. King. Then we're going to go to Jerry Lee Lewis. And we'll go from there. Okay, so B.B. King,
awesome
Midnight
Blues.
Yep.
Somebody's gotta go. I said the clock is striking 12. Baby, somebody's gotta go. Gee, but I know I'm gonna miss you, honey. That's one thing I know. When it's 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in Memphis. It's 1 o'clock in San Antonio. 12 o'clock in Memphis, baby. 1 o'clock in San Antonio. When it's midnight in California. Oh, I'll be so old. Does it come so soon? Midnight is an awful hour. Baby, why does it come so soon? It never brings me happiness. Always leave me filled with gloom. Don't ever gamble, buddy, unless you're sure that you can't lose. Unless you're sure that you can lose, you better take my advice. Unless you want those midnight blues.
I just wanted to dedicate that to an old friend of mine who passed away, Ken Zemke. He loved B.B. King. So we're going to continue here with Jerry Lee Lewis and Night Train to Memphis. Then we're going to end up with Bobby Charles and Delbert McClinton. Here we go, Night Train to Memphis, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Take a night, train to Memphis. Take that night, train to Memphis. When you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to greet you. Right there to meet you. Won't you take my invitation? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'll be singing hallelujah all the way. Oh, we'll have a jubilee. Tennessee, he'll be singing hallelujah all the way. Singing. Hallelujah. Always. You'll be singing Hallelujah all the way.
So I guess I did that duo just for you, Lori.
Absolutely.
He just messaged me and said, no, I didn't even know it. But you love both B.B. King and so let me tell you a story. This is about B.B. King and my friend Ken Zemke. Ken was a customer who had had some real difficult physical problems. He was in a wheelchair. He was in one of those motorized wheelchairs. So we went up to Niagara Falls to the Melody that one.
Melody Fair.
And I specifically asked for handicap seating, and it was for a blues fest. B.B. King was there, and a number of people, Eric Anderson, I can't think of his name, but one bourbon, one scotch, one beer guy, but a bunch
George
of people,
Thorogood.
Including
George Thorogood.
George Thorogood. Thank you. And so we went up there, and they didn't have seating for him. Well, I bitched, and I moaned, and I screamed.
Right.
And they finally got us in, and at the intermission, one of the ushers came over to me and said, "Follow us. The two of you follow me." Took us backstage. Now, Ken got a chance to meet B.B. King, and it was
one of the most
wondrous things I've ever seen. And I'm sitting.
I bet.
At the table, at the craft table, munching on a little bit and just watching it, right? Suddenly this hand comes on my shoulder, said, "You must be a piano player with those digits, those prestigious digits." And I looked up, it was fucking Dr. John.
Whoa.
One of my heroes. So, anytime I play B.B. King, the first person I think of is Ken.
I love B.B. King. Always have.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Ken also passed from brain cancer. So I was thinking about that today. He's like, oh, Jesus, God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to that. And I love Jerry Lee Lewis and love him too.
Yep.
Very much.
Yep.
So we're going to finish up the show tonight with a song called The Last Train to Memphis. It's by Bobby Charles and Delbert McClinton. And Delbert McClinton is one of those guys who plays the harmonica on this, who's sort of like a forgotten great, great musician. And I love Delbert McClinton. So here we go with Bobby Charles and Delbert McClinton. This is Live, and this is Last Train in Memphis.
All the boys, Last Train in Memphis. In the house of the Lord, him and his songs belong.
will forget. It will stay with you the rest of your life. Last train to Memphis. To Memphis, Tennessee. The king is gone, but he still lives on. Deep in the heart of the people.
Bobby Charles with Delbert McClinton, Last Train to Memphis. Every song, with the exception of song Son of a Preacher Man, all mentioned Memphis. And would you believe, Lori, I found a playlist of over 75 songs about Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, seriously.
Well, you know what? Good luck in your move.
Thank you.
You're happy there. And I just, all I know is the hospitality is way better down there than it is around here. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it. And I love Southern cooking. So I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Going
definitely.
Yeah. My stomach and my intestines may not like it. I don't fucking care. I'm just pulling you out.
Well, thank you for having me.
You are always welcome, and I want to make this clear. If you ever want to do a show and program it, I'll help you. But I would love to hear what you want to listen to.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. We've had Randy Gourley on and his wife and that sort of thing,
right.
TC, and I want to make sure that everyone that's listening knows that they're more than welcome to contact me and have the spirit of TC live on, seriously. And that's what I'm going to try to do
alive.
With the show.
Right. Keep it going, keep
again,
it alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, talking about that, unfortunately, next Sunday there will not be a show because I'm moving to Memphis.
Right.
But on Christmas Eve, now, I can tell you this. Before Christmas, we will do an anti-Christmas special like we always do and do songs that are anti-Christmas. But on Christmas Eve, being a church musician, I'm going to do classical and sacred music for about an hour for Christmas Eve. And then after that, it'll be New Year's Eve. And on New Year's Eve...
New Year's Eve is my anniversary. 32 years.
Wow, congratulations. But New Year's Eve, what we're going to do is, boy, did 2023 suck. So we're going to do songs about the year sucking and hopeful for next year. So that's what we're going to do on New Year's Eve. And unfortunately, we don't have anything particularly planned for this week because, let's face it, I got to get my shit together to move. But... Adam will be having a show on this coming Friday, and we'll keep going. And I can tell you that the week before Christmas, we'll get loaded up again and do commentary watches and do a bunch of stuff because I'll be down there and I can kick Rachel's butt to get her moving. So there you go.
Okay. Looking forward to all of it.
Lori, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
And
wouldn't have missed it.
And yeah, we are. But I'm going to try to do my best, and I want everyone to know that. And I'm going to do it for TC. That's who I'm doing.
Oh, I know
it for.
You
Nobody
will. Is. I know you will.
Okay.
I have faith. You'll do it.
Okay.
So everyone, I just want to say good night. Let's say good night and thank you very much. And we're going to end up with a song.
Good night and have a great week, everybody.
Absolutely. And we're going to end up with a song by the Hold Steady, Sequestered in Memphis. Everyone, good night to you. And I'll say good night after the song. There we go. Sequestered in Memphis by Hold Steady. Lori, thanks very much for being with us. I want to also thank Rachel and Stephen for being with us today on this special show, Moving to Memphis. And that's what I'm doing in less than a week. So you're very welcome, Lori. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. And it's time to say good night. Say good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.